This is Katie Harth with Mission Network News, and today I've got my friend Helen Williams on the line from World Missionary Press. And we're going to be talking a little about logistics. Helen, I saw on Facebook recently that there's 115 million scripture booklets on back order. Can you start us off by explaining exactly what that means?
Well, we take orders from all over the world, from our national coordinators, major distributors, who receive large shipments particularly. And for those things, we have to print. And so we print like a lot of Spanish at once and a lot of French at once and a lot of Portuguese at once. So sometimes some of these get kind of backed up. And we try to handle things as the orders come in. So sometimes an order will come in for a country that has to wait for a little bit, et cetera. We can only produce at this stage, we're doing 6.5 million a month. So this report and this figure shows that these are all the orders that are either still waiting for production. Some of them have been produced, not a lot of them, but some of them have been produced and are sitting in the warehouse waiting to be shipped. And that waiting is just on logistics of getting a boat, getting a booking, getting all the paperwork ready. So there's a small amount of it there. The rest of it is sitting either in production, in other words, working its way through the floor, or the rest of it sitting on my desk waiting to be started. And that's where the great majority of it is. So these coordinators know that they're going to have to wait that long. So my job is to encourage them to let us know when it looks like they're getting low, as opposed to, oh my, I'm all of a sudden out. What can you do for us? And then wait 8 to 10 to 12 months before we can get it to them. So this is actual orders that I have on my desk. We also have others that are pending while we're putting together exactly what they want, and then they go on this list of what's actually to be done. And it just keeps growing on us. And so anyway, but that's what it is. That helps our production people. It helps our scheduling people know, okay, what's on the books that we can get out as quickly as we can. We try not to put somebody else in front of something. In other words, it's a matter of get in line, really, as bluntly as that sounds. And they know that because we can only do so much. And so we're asking the Lord, and we've talked about this before, we're asking the Lord to help us increase production. We want to get to 10 million a month. At this rate, what I have on my desk will take a year and a half. If we can get to 10 million a month, we can get it down to almost a year. We can cut half a year, 6 months off of this backlog. And even if we started right now and could clean this off, I've got enough coming. They keep coming in and coming in and coming in. So this is just kind of the level at which we're working now.
And if we zoom out and look at kind of the big picture, where this all fits, what does it mean for missionaries and gospel workers on the ground when stuff gets backlogged like this?
Well, that's a good question, and that's the burden of our hearts and mine, particularly when we see these requests. They have, for instance, in India, there are so many missionaries and evangelists going out village to village to village, and they go out and they get so many boxes and of booklets to share with a village. They maybe one box per booklet, which or per village, which would be 500 pieces, or maybe that will take care of two villages. But those are their tools, and so many of these ministries have limited access to tools to evangelize, to leave at homes, to give into villages and leave and then go on to the next village. And so these booklets are extremely important to them because they are just scripture. And when they have to send out these evangelists with either not a full box or just a minimal amount, that limits their effectiveness. It's a little discouraging for them. So we have got these boxes and these booklets represent people that are waiting to take them out and to give them out. We have a lot of churches around the world that will say, we didn't know how to evangelize our village. We didn't know what to do. And when we saw these booklets, we knew that we could use these. And so it gives them, and when they're not there, then that part of the work kind of lags. And they still want to do it, but the tool is gone. And we're not the only tool, but we are a great source for many of these people because it's given to them free, it's in their language, and it's just the Word of God.
And we're going to share this story with as many people as we can, but I guess getting down to the heart of the issue, why should people care about this?
Well, because Jesus came for everyone. He said he doesn't want any to perish. There are places in the world where the name of Jesus is not known. There are those who have never known his love, who because they have eternal souls that will spend eternity somewhere. And the church was left here to spread that message. That was the last thing he told us to do. Go, take it to the whole world. And this is one way that someone in their home can help spread it out and do and fill that out. They can do it in their own life and in their own particular environment, but this is a way that they can reach all the way around the world and fulfill and be part of fulfilling God's last command to us. This is, I think the older I get, the more I am aware that this is an eternal matter that cannot be and should not be ignored, and not that we're the only ones doing it, but this is what the Lord's given us to do, and this is the way he's given it to us to do, and I don't think there's any greater work that can be done, because when the word is received and someone accepts the Lord, he receives the glory, and that's what we are left here to do, is to serve him and to bring him glory.
Amen to that. On a final point, how can people help, kind of help you guys overcome this challenge?
Well, we always ask for prayer, and prayer is the commodity that we need in abundance and that we need new every day, and then which comes with prayer for wisdom to use the funds we have wisely. Prayer for the material as it's received on the field, that it will be effective, that there won't be any loss. And we've been very blessed that we don't lose shipments. We believe that the material, the great majority of it, does eventually get to fully distributed. And so we need the Spirit's presence over these booklets as we produce them. It doesn't do us any good to just print them and put them on a shelf. That's not our purpose. We also need financial support because we do not charge anyone for this, and we cover the shipping and we cover the distribution cost and we cover the printing cost, and that was our mandate when we were founded 58 years ago, and that's what we live by, and so that's another reason why we try to be as economical. Each of these little booklets cost about 5 cents, and for 5 cents, you can leave it at a family's door, and a whole family can read God's word. There's just no better bargain, I don't think, in the world. So, but we do need funding, and it's very honestly that we do to increase. We have personnel. God has brought new people. We have machinery that's not at capacity. We have the infrastructure here. We have our teams set up. We believe that we are poised to go to a greater extent. So we're just waiting on the Lord to provide the funding and trying to do our best with what we have now. And so the prayer and the funding and local people in the Goshen, Mishawaka area of Indiana can volunteer. Our volunteers help keep our costs down, and they're just a great support. So, but anyone can pray for us, and we covet those prayers.
Awesome. All right, that ends my questions. Is there anything I missed or anything else you'd like to add?
No, I think we've covered it. It's just that these people that receive our boxes and booklets, the major distributors, they are so, so grateful and so so thankful, and it's very rewarding work, and it's not just a business. It is God's business, but They are so grateful and thankful, and that keeps us going. That encourages us too, and we try to pass that on to those who pray for us and those that give, because they should receive that gratitude as well and that response, and we try to do that. So whoever prays and whoever gives, we are grateful and thankful, and we pray the Lord for you.